Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for February 24th, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond, and I want to talk to you today about the bright side of darkness. There's a lot of darkness described in Mark 7:22 and 23. It's actually quite scary to think that we humans are highly capable and practice in the 12 dark arts described by Jesus in that text. Here's the list: sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. I don't perceive that Jesus gave this list as the all-inclusive description of man's sinfulness, though most of our spiritual failures likely could be tied in one sense or another to this list. What matters is the larger point that Jesus was making in Mark 7 regarding the religious leaders' complaints that Jesus' disciples didn't ceremonially wash their hands before eating. Jesus had told the leaders that nothing entering the mouth can make a man unclean, but instead that which exits the mouth. Why? Because the words of the mouth are the reflection of one's heart, and an unclean heart is far more prone to engage in the above behaviors. You and I need to be aware of this threat upon our souls and testimonies so that we will focus intently on having clean hearts. That's why I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit inspired me this morning to apply my one-year Bible reading in a creative way. He directed me to create a 12-item list that shows the contrasting bright side of each dark art listed above. In doing so, I not only was reminded of what God desires to see in each of our lives, but I was also reminded of behaviors through which I can shine as a lighthouse of faith, pointing to heaven, rather than as a black hole of failure pointing to hell. Here's the new list: sexually moral, generous, life-giving encourager, marital faithfulness, selflessness, forgiving, truthful, sexually pure thoughts, content with blessings, defender of others, humble, wise user of time. It's true that we need to know of the dark side that Jesus described in Mark 7. The warning is very important to alert us of the danger that faces those who don't surrender their hearts to Christ. But our ability to lead people toward the cross will be enhanced, I believe, if we move beyond describing the bad behaviors that point people toward hell. Better, I believe, is the desire to point people toward heaven by describing the good behaviors of those whose hearts are surrendered to the Lord. As you role model the good behaviors above, your influence upon tainted hearts around you will grow. People will see that it is actually possible to live as the Bible requires. They will have hope that they can escape the grip of darkness and walk in the grace of God's wonderful light. Please, dear friend, look more diligently for the bright side of the darkness in this world. That contrast just might help you to more effectively help a lost soul into salvation as he or she increasingly senses God's call on his or her heart to run from the darkness and into the light. As always, I love you, Martin.